Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Gamecast. Yes, we haven't done one of these in a long while, so it's definitely time. Today, we are going to be doing a game that, when you look it up online, folks, is not going to be very family-friendly. We are going to do our best to bleep out the word and some of the language in this game. But be advised, please, that this is not for all ears. This game is called Oh Shit. Yes, the game is called Oh Shit. And you'll see why when you play it. It is available for Windows, and it's hilarious. It is based off of Crazy Party, which hopefully I'll do another game cast of soonish. And this game is essentially run around and avoid things. So that's the best description that I can give it. I'm going to start it up and show you a few things before we get started.
Welcome. Survive as long as possible with the falling rocks, randomly appearing chasms, and shooting cannons that slowly multiply. Thankfully, you can get power-up items that cover pits, give invincibility and destroy cannons, and speed you up. If you get pit covers, step on the edge of a pit and press F to use one, and press C to see how many you have. Main menu. Play.
All right. So, we're in the main menu, and I will explore this a little bit first.
View statistics.
So we have play here at the top.
View statistics.
You can see your statistics, which we don't have yet.
Clear local score statistics. Clear all statistics.
Those are pretty self-explanatory.
View the main scoreboard. View the runner scoreboard.
As are those. Well, I'll explain the two different game modes as we get to them.
Learn game sounds.
This is a pretty good idea. Let's do this.
Learn game sounds. Use the arrow keys to browse the sound names. Press enter to play the sound. Press escape to leave this menu. Falling rock. Sound decreases in pitch.
That's a falling rock. As the explanation says, it does decrease in pitch as the rock falls lower.
Rock lands. Item.
You'll pick up items throughout the game.
Bonus item. You pick up regular item or pit cover bonus item. Cannon.
That's a cannon. Those launch cannonballs at you.
Warning that cannon is about to fire. Cannon fires. Cannonball falls into pit. You deflect a cannonball.
Again, that sound decreases in pitch. You can deflect cannonballs if you have invincibility.
Cannonball or cannon gets destroyed. Pit spawns. Pit. Pit is covered. You step. You step on the edge of a pit. You hit the wall. You fall in a pit. You get hit by a cannonball. You get hit by a falling rock. Power-up has spawned. Run in the direction of the ear this plays in.
All right.
Main menu.
There are also options in the menu for settings.
View the achievements.
And achievements.
Options. Exit.
So.
Clear local.
Let's
use play.
Play. Now. I will tell you that once I do start playing, I won't be able to talk a whole lot because things start to happen kind of quickly. So, yeah. Sit back and enjoy the fun. I'm going to try to demo some of the achievements, too, along the way. And we'll show off the runner when we get to it. That's a cannon on the right. And a rock just fell. And I'm going to get hit in the head here.
Guess what? For lasting long enough to get a point or two, but not for much else, you have been honorably rewarded with the game badge. As Sam would say, this game is f***ed. Guess what? For enjoying this game so much, no. I mean, standing right in front of a cannon and letting yourself be blasted upside the head. What, did you think you were some kind of superhuman who could survive that? Dumb, you have been honorably rewarded with the having a blast. Badge. Here, have this badge and let it serve as a reminder to use your brain before you lose your brain. Guess what? For getting a score of just 2 on your first game, you have been honorably rewarded with the Royal F*** Up badge. Are you kidding me? Guess what? For collecting just 40% of all items that fell in the first 2.5 minutes, you have been honorably rewarded with the Lazy F*** badge. Yeah. You're getting rewarded for being a lazy f***. This is your reminder to not just stand there and let the items go by. Game over. You lasted 11 seconds and collected a total of 2 items. Your final score was 2 points. Copy to clipboard? Yeah, no. Congratulations. Your score of 2 made it to your local top 10. You got to position 1. Keep up the good work. Wanna play again? Yes.
And I do wanna play again. That's not how you're supposed to do things. You're supposed to jump over the cannonballs with the space bar and run around and grab the items. So let's do that. Fall in these. Ooh, there's a power up. Let's go get it. Oh, no.
Guess what? For landing in a pit right as it opened up, you have been honorably rewarded with the Early Bird Gets to Die badge. I know that the pit collapsing sound is low-key cool, but don't stand on the same square and listen to the ground crumble beneath your feet. Dumb a**. You'll die doing that. Guess what? For running wild and free, straight into a hole super speed comes with super responsibility, you have been honorably rewarded with the Reckless Run-in badge. Looks like you discovered the hole in happiness, the downfall of up speed, the consequence of carelessness. Okay, I'm done. Have fun sitting in that pit though. Guess what? For collecting 75% of all 37 items that fell, you have been honorably rewarded with the Thorough badge. Nice job. Game over. Yes. No. Congratulate. Do you? Yes. Enter name.
Oops. No, we don't want to post to the scoreboard. We're going to escape out of that.
Blank. Blank.
Ah, I guess I have to.
Your score was posted, but you did not make the top 20. Your position was 103. Better luck next time. Wanna play again? Yes.
Yes, I do. I actually want to show off this game as it gets harder and not die like that. I was not paying attention, clearly. So let's try it again.
Yes. Game over. No. Congratulate. Wanna play again? Yes.
I'm on the right side of both of these cannons.
Mm-hmm.
That was a power-up.
You want to use these?
I'm going to use that right now.
Game over. You lasted 1 minute and 37 seconds and collected a total of 44 items. Your final score was 54 points. Copy to clipboard? Yeah. No. Congratulate. Do you want? No. Want to play again? Yes.
I do want to play again. I want to try to get to the 3-minute mark where these things called rock storms start showing up. And if the runner shows up in the meantime, great. But I do want to try to get to the 3-minute mark. All right. I also would like to show you guys the other power-up, which is invincibility. And one of the very cool things that you can do with it.
Game over.
Ah.
You last. Yes. No. Congrats. Do you? Yeah. No. Yeah. Do you want to post this to the? No. Want to play? Yes.
All right. Invincibility. And I just killed the cannon. Here's another one.
Guess what? For Oops. Dying in a pit even though you had one pit covers you could have used, you have been honorably rewarded with the Wasteful Moron badge. That was total your fault, moron. Main menu.
I'm going to show off the runner because in order to unlock it, you have to have jumped over 100 cannonballs. And then it will randomly spawn. So I'm going to copy my old scores file back in.
Items view. Scores.dat2. Welcome. Main menu. Runner.
All right. I have unlocked the runner. and it sits in my main menu now. So what you do is essentially, let's let the game describe it.
Welcome to OOS. You have to outrun the cannonball and hope that the stuff you're running at doesn't kill you. Make it to the end of each level and you'll get an even harder level to follow.
All right. So essentially, you're running away from a cannonball on your left. You cannot jump over the cannonball to your left or you will be disqualified. So you need to run to your right and jump over the pits and the cannonballs that come at you from the right. At level 3, it starts becoming rocks, and then it starts becoming something Aaliyah can't survive anymore. So, we'll see how far we get.
Level 1.
Again, this is unlocked after you've jumped over 100 cannonballs, and then it spawns randomly throughout the game. It will only appear in your main menu after you have passed level 1 in the game. So, otherwise, you have to wait for it to randomly generate. So, here we go. Jump over the pit. You also have super speed. So, you can reasonably outrun this cannonball. But we're going to start getting... Here it is. Cannonballs from the right. Oh. Whee! That's the first cannon. I forgot to mention that after you pass the cannons, they stop firing balls, so you won't have any chasing you other than the original from your left. And these balls, unlike the ones in the game, can survive going up pits. So, no help there. There was the second cannon. Now it's just smooth sailing through the rest of this level. Jumping over pits. Whee!
Level 2.
Okay. Level 2 is slightly harder, but similar premise, so let's go. Hard to talk during this game because it's difficult. Just one cannonball at a time. Oh, you guys are gonna get to see Aaliyah embarrass herself. More than likely. Level 3. Rocks will start to fall now. And there will still be pits and cannonballs. So level 3 is very hard, and I usually don't make it very far. So if you hear a bleeped section, it's because I started swearing. It's tough. So considering in my stats, the number one way that I tend to die is by rocks falling on my head. So, you know, let's go.
Game over. Statistical report, during this game, you achieved a score of 2,579 points in 4 minutes and 41 seconds. You jumped 41 cannonballs, and 103 pits. Not including the ones chasing you from the left, a total of 50 cannonballs were fired, and 12 rocks fell.
Well, I think this might be my highest score ever.
Congratulations. This score made it to your local top 10. Your position is 3.
No, apparently not.
Would you like to post this to the scoreboard? Yes. Congratulations, Aliaha. You made it to the top 10. Your position is 4.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Main menu. Play.
That's an overview of this highly addictive game. This game is highly addictive, easy to pick up and put down, very much a time waster. lots of achievements, lots of filthy language, not a child's game at all. So with that being said, you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at blindcowgirl199. You can find the IAcast and iAccessibility all over the web. Our content is located at iAccessibility.net. And you can also get our free app for iOS, just search for iAccessibility, or our free app for Android, just search for IAcast. You can follow us on Twitter at iAccessibility1, search for us on Facebook at iAccessibility, or find us on all sorts of other social networks. Just search for us. I want to thank everyone for listening today. It has been a fun gamecast, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. So the link to the game will be in the show notes. Thanks everyone for listening.
Copyright 2018, iAccessibility LLC.